Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹早安。
This hymn, Jesus, I Come, was written 138 years ago in the United States.
这首诗歌《耶稣我来救你》是在138年前在美国所写的。
It was during the revival of Moody and Sankey.
当时是在穆迪所带领的这样子的一个复兴的当中。
Can you sense that spirit of recovery at the time?
当时能够感到这个那个圣灵恢复的圣灵。
And our prayer is that that same spirit of recovery is among us today.
我们也祷告这样子恢复的圣灵今天也在我们中间。
So that the Lord can do His recovery work today in us, as He did 138 years ago.
愿主今天在我们中间同样来做这样的恢复的工作，如同在138年前。
And the theme of this conference is man's loss and God's recovery.
这一次的主题是人的失落和神的恢复。
And I would like to look through this thing through Old Testament history.
这个我们一起来看旧约的历史当中。
But Old Testament history is very long.
旧约的历史很长。
We cannot possibly to cover Old Testament history in a weekend.
我们不能在这一个周末里面来把所有旧约的历史来讲一遍。
Therefore, we have to focus just on one little story.
我们只能在这里注重看一个小小的故事。
Want to look at the story of Esther.
来看有关以斯帖的故事。
And from her story to look at three spiritual truths.
借着她的故事我们来看到三个属灵的主题。
Each morning we will have a key topic.
每一个早晨我们都有一个主题。
And this morning is the loss, man's loss,And God's recovery from Old Testament history.
今天的主题就是人的失败和神的恢复，借着旧约的历史来看。
Then the second session, we focus on the cross.
第二堂的信息，我们将要来看十字架。
The foundation of God's recovery.
神恢复工作的根基。
And the final session, we focus on the Holy Spirit.
最后一堂，我们要一同来看。圣灵
The power behind God's recovery.
神恢复工作的能力
We'll begin by reading some scriptures. First one is Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
我们一同来读一些经节。第一段就是在以斯帖的四章十四节。
Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
以斯帖记四章十四节。
For if you remain silent at this time,Relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分？不是为现今的机会吗
？Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
罗马书三章八章三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
罗马书八章三节。
For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh.To be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in the flesh.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子，成为最深的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
Finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
最后，哥林多前书十章四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
哥林多前书十章四节。
And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock, which followed them, and the rock was Christ.
并且都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Father, this morning we come before you.
父啊，今天早晨我们来到你的脚前。
We come before you and recognize that how weak we are.
我们在你面前承认我们是何等的软弱。
And how lost we have been.
我们是何等的失落。
Therefore, we look for you to recover us.
我们在这里祈求你再恢复我们。
We all cry from our hearts, say, Jesus, I come.
我们在我们心中一同来呼吁，主，我们来救你。
I pray that not a single person this morning who will not come to Jesus.
我在这里有个祷告，在我们中间没有一个人不来到耶稣面前救他。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
Soften our hearts.
柔软我们的心。
Give us a fresh vision of your recovery work.
重新给我们一个你恢复工作的意向。
We come ready to listen.
我们预备好来聆听。
Ready to learn.
来学习。
And ready to respond.
来回应。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if you have read,The writing of God's faithful servants throughout history.
弟兄姐妹，若是你读过历世历代属神的忠心的子民他们的著作，
You will notice a recurring theme.
你会注意到反反复复的出来的这样的一个主题。
Many believe their time was the most difficult, the most darkest, and the most spiritual challenged.That they had ever seen.
因为他们都觉得在他们所处的那个世代是最黑暗、最困难，也是属灵征战最剧烈的时候。
Often they were convinced that the Lord's return was near because of that.
他们也常常相信主再来的日子近了。
From the days of apostles,
从使徒时代
until now,
直到今天。
Believers in every generation have felt this way.
每一代的信徒都有这样子的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, do you also feel the same?
那弟兄姐妹，你们是否也有同感？
That our times are more intense than ever before.
你是否也觉得我们现在所处的时代所面对的挑战比以往更加剧烈呢？
Why is it?That saints in every age have felt their generation was the hardest.
为什么每一个世代的信徒都觉得他们所处的时代是最难的呢？
The answer is actually quite simple.
答案其实很简单。
Because it is.
因为确实如此。
The closer we come to the end of the age, the more intense the spiritual conflict becomes.
因为越接近这世代的终结，属灵的征战也越加激烈。
The power of darkness are not retreating.
黑暗的权势并没有退去。
They are rising up.
正在，而他们正在兴起。
Satan knows his time is short.
因为撒旦知道他的时候不多了。
Revelation says, Satan is filled with great anger, knowing his time is short.
启示录中说撒旦他知道他的时候不多了，就气愤愤的到你们那里。
That's why as the end draws near,
当这个末后的日子临近的时候
，the darkness deepens,
这个黑暗更深
，opposition grows stronger,
对神工作的抵挡变得更加的剧烈。
In times like this,
在这样的时刻
，we must lean fully.On dependence on God.
我们必须全然的来依靠神。
Or we risk having been swept away by fear, compromise, or defeat.
否则我们就会被恐惧、妥协甚至失败来吞没。
This was the days of Esther.
这个在以斯帖的日子，这话是真的。
It has been true Throughout all biblical history,
在整本圣经的历史当中，这话始终都是这样。
And it remains true today.
今天对我们而言也是真的。
They are the same spiritual battle God's people have always faced.
因为在神子民历代所面临的这个征战一直存在。
That is why Old Testament history is not just a history.
所以旧约的历史 不仅仅是历史的记载。
It is a mirror.
而是一面镜子。
It is spiritual guide for us.
是一个属灵的指引。
If willing to see,
我们若是愿意来看，
it will show us how we can face today's trial with faith, endurance, and victory.
他会教我们怎样来面对今天的挑战，用信心、忍耐和得胜来回应。
The book of Esther is at the end of historical books.
我们知道以斯帖是放在所有历史书旧约历史书中的最后一本。
However, it's not the last one chronologically.
但是按照时间的顺序，它不是最后发生的事件。
It happened actually the in time between chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Ezra.
而它发生的时间正是在以斯拉记的第六和第七章之间。
In chapter 6 of Ezra, the temple had been rebuilt.
在以斯拉记的六章的结尾，圣殿已经重建完毕。
Then 60 years later, Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem. No, Ezra returned to Jerusalem.
在大约60年以后，以斯拉从回到那个耶路撒冷。
Then 13 years later, that Nehemiah returned.
在13年以后，尼希米又回到耶路撒冷。
Well, Ezra and Nehemiah focus on the Jews living in Jerusalem.
以斯拉跟尼希米他们主要记述的是在耶路撒冷的那些犹太人的经历。
The book of Esther focus on the Jews living in the Persian Empire.
而以斯帖记所记载的主要是在波斯帝国留在后面的这一些犹太人。
This raises a question.
这个就引起一个问题。
If Esther isn't the final event in Old Testament history, why the book of Esther was placed as the last book of historical books?
这为什么以斯拉记这个事件在时间顺序上不是最后的，但是却摆在历史书中的最后？
The answer is not historical.
这个答案不是因着历史的安排。
It is spiritual.
而是属灵的。
Because the book of Esther is a bridge between Old Testament and New Testament.
因为以斯帖记是一个桥梁，它在那里连接了旧约的历史和新约的盼望。
It's not just a record of events.
它不只是记载了一些事件而已。
It's a revelation of meaning.
而是在那里启示了属灵的意义。
It gives us insight into the spiritual purpose behind Old Testament history.
它给我们看见在整段旧约这个背后的这个属灵的目的。
Then he also exposed to us the rationale that we need a new covenant.
它也让我们看见实在那个时候有这样子迫切的需要有一个新约的诞生。
It distills entire Old Testament history into one powerful prophetic story.
所以他在这里将整个旧约的历史浓缩成一个强有力预表性的故事。
If you look at the Esther story,
若我们来看以斯帖的故事，
and we can find three major spiritual truths.
我们能够看见主要的这个三个属灵的含义。
If you look through entire Old Testament history through the lens of Esther,
我们透过以斯帖的这个视角来看整个旧约的历史。
Then you will see these three spiritual truths throughout Old Testament history.
我们可以看到这个贯穿整个旧约历史的三个属灵的意义。
From the days of Joshua all the way to Nehemiah.
从约书亚时代一直到尼希米的日子。
So this morning, we will explore these three spiritual truths.
那今天早上我们就一同来查考这三个属灵的主题。
The first one.
第一个。
The central spiritual battle throughout Old Testament history is the testimony of the Lord.
贯穿整个旧约历史的中心的属灵征战就是有关于主的见证。
You may think that there are so many battles in Old Testament.
你可能会说在旧约这个历史当中有那么多的征战。
Each of which have different enemies.
每一个都有不同的敌人。
But you look at all of them.
若是你来看所有的这些征战。
There is one reason for that battle.
只有一个原因。
The testimony of the Lord.
就是为着主的见证。
Just take the battle on top of Mount Carmel.
我们来看在那个加密山上的那个征战。
The greatest battle in Old Testament history.
在旧约历史中最大的最重大的这个征战。
What was the controversy?
在这里的冲突是什么呢？
Who is Lord?
谁是主？
If Jehovah is Lord, worship him.
若是耶和华是神，跟随他。
If Baal is Lord, worship him.
若是巴利是神，就敬拜他。
Who is Lord?
谁是主？
It's always the center of the battle.
这永远是中心的属灵的征战。
The second truth.
第二个事实。
The greatest hindrance to that battle, to that testimony, is the flesh.
对着这个主的见证，这个征战最大的拦阻就是肉体。
Just take that battle in the Mount Carmel.
我们再来看在加密山上的那场征战。
What was the hindrance?
什么是那个的阻拦呢？
It is not the prophet of Baal.
不是巴利的假先知，拜巴利的假先知。
It's not even Jezebel.
也不是耶洗别。
It is the flesh of Ahab.
而是亚哈的那个肉体。
It is the flesh of Ahab that hinders the testimony of the Lord.
而是亚哈王心中的那个肉体阻挡了神主的见证。
It is the natural life of Ahab.
而是亚哈里面的那个天然的旧生命。
It's never beautiful.
永远不会是美丽的。
In fact, the fallen natural life of man is actually ugly.
因为堕落的人性是这样的丑陋。
The third spiritual truth.
第三个属灵的真理。
God's way of overcoming the flesh is through the cross and the Holy Spirit.
神对付这个肉体的方法永远是借着十字架和圣灵。
This truth can be found throughout the Bible.
这个真理是在整个圣经里面都能找到。
From Genesis all the way to Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录。
And this pattern never changes.
而这个真理永远不改变。
God always overcome the flesh through the cross and the Holy Spirit.
神能够胜过这个肉体，就是借着十字架和圣灵。
So we look at these three truths one at a time.
我们来一一的看这三个真理。
First, the central spiritual battle throughout Old Testament history is the testimony of the Lord.
首先整个旧约历史中最核心的属灵征战就是为着主的见证。
And this is true in the day of Esther.
这个在以斯帖记的时代是这样。
The central battle is the lordship on earth.
这个中心的征战就是主的主权，在地上的主权。
King Ahasuerus promotes Haman to a high position.
亚哈水鲁王提升了哈曼到一个最高的权位。
And he commanded all of his servants to bow down to Haman.
他命令所有的臣仆向他跪拜。
So everyone, all the officers, all the officials bow down to Haman.
所有的人是首领也好官员也好他们都向哈曼跪拜。
But one man refused to bow.
但是有一个人在那里拒绝。
The Mordecai refused to bow.
莫迪改拒绝向他跪拜。
His refusal isn't pride or rebellion or stubbornness.
他的拒绝不是因着骄傲、悖逆或者是固执。
It is deep spiritual convictions.
而是出于他内里深刻的属灵的含意念。
For Mordecai, Jehovah alone is Lord.
因为对莫迪改来说，唯有耶和华是主。
The one who reigned over every king and every kingdom.
这一位掌管每一位王、每一个国家。
So he cannot bow to Haman.
所以他不能向哈曼跪拜。
No matter the consequences.
无论这个后果如何。
So Mordecai becomes a living testimony of God's lordship.
所以莫迪改就成了这一个活的见证，见证耶和华的主权。
His stand becomes visible proof that Jehovah is Lord.
他的坚持成了人眼前可以看得见的这个凭据，耶和华是神。
So day after day, the king's servant questioned Mordecai.
所以王的臣仆天天在那里劝他，质问莫迪改。
But Mordecai remained unshaken, unmoved, unwavering.
但莫迪改始终毫不动摇，坚定如一。
Can you imagine if you stand in the king's gate?
你能想象吗？当你站在王的朝门。
When Haman appeared.
当哈曼来的时候。
Hundreds of officials all bow down to Haman.
成千上万的臣仆都向着哈曼跪拜。
It is one man stands.
只有一人站立。
Refuse to bow.
拒绝向他敬拜。
That's the lordship on earth.
这个就是神的主权在地上。
When Mordecai learns about, when Haman learns about Mordecai's defiance.
当哈曼得知莫迪改的这样的拒绝。
He's enraged.
他里面实在是非常的愤怒。
But not just with Mordecai.
但不是只是对着莫迪改一人。
His rage turned into a plot of genocide.
而他的愤怒最后变成了一个灭族犹太人的计划。
A plot to wipe out entire Jewish people.
一个计划要将整个犹太民族从地上除灭。
Surprisingly, right?
惊讶是不是？
Why is that?
为什么这样子呢？
Just one man.
只是为了一个人而已。
Why wiping out the entire Jewish population?
那为什么要使整个犹太的民族灭族呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is anger of Satan.
弟兄姐妹，这是撒旦的愤怒。
Satan is not after any one man.
撒旦并不是对着某一个人而言。
He's after entire generation.
而是对着整个的世代。
Brothers and sisters, there are many him that you and I love today.
我们今天我们也处在这样子的。
对，我们许多的诗歌我们很喜爱的。
我们有许多的诗歌我们所喜爱的。
Give you a few examples. Amazing Grace.
比如说那个惊人的恩典这首诗歌。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的信实广大。
Blessed assurance.
有福的确据。
Be thou my visions.
愿你成为我的意象。
Do you know all these hymns were written by Europeans 200 years ago?
这些诗歌都是在200年前在欧洲的这些圣徒写的。
So the testimony of the Lord in Europe was strong 200 years ago.
所以主的见证在欧洲是这样子的强力。
The testimony of the Lord today in Europe was not like that of 200 years ago.
而今天在欧洲主的见证再不能与两百年前那样的时候一样。
Brother and sister, Haman succeeded in Europe.
弟兄姐妹，哈曼在欧洲已经得胜。
Are we going to allow the Haman to succeed in the United States?
我们是否也允许哈曼在美国也得胜呢？
138 years ago, that Jesus I come was sung in the United States.
138年以前，这首耶稣我来救你的诗歌在美国被唱起。
100 years from now, will this hymn still be sung in the United States?
这个100年以前，这首一百年以后，这首诗歌仍然被唱。
仍然会被唱吗？ It's a question to all of us.
这个对我们来说都是个问题。
Will there be a testimony of the Lord in the United States 100 years later?
在一百年以后，是否还有主是主的这样的一个见证在我们中间？
It depends on whether you and I respond.To the call today.
这个实在在乎于我们你们是怎样来回应这个呼召。
If Esther did not respond to the call, then Jewish people will be wiped out.
若是以斯帖那个时候不来回应神的呼召，当时的犹太人就被灭族。
Brothers and sisters, this is how urgent it is today.
今天我们处在的时代同样的迫切。
We cannot say that the testimony of the Lord 100 years later is not my responsibility.
我们不能说一百年以后的主的见证与我无关。
It is. It is our responsibility to have the testimony and pass it on to the next generation.
这个实在是我们的这个责任，而且把它能够传到下一代。
If we do not have the testimony, and we do not pass it on to the next generation, there won't be a testimony of the Lord in the United States another 100 years later.
若是我们今天没有这个见证，若是我们不把这个见证传给下一代，那一百年以后在美国就没有主的见证。
And this is the urgency of this hour.
这个就是现在这个时刻的紧迫。
And we need to wake up.
我们需要被苏醒。
So Haman approached the king with a very deceptive accusation.
哈曼来到王前，带着欺骗性的这样子的一个控告。
He described Jews as rebellious people that disrupt the unity of the empire.
他在那里说到犹太人是一个悖逆的百姓，他们在那里在破坏波斯帝国的和平。
Unaware of the full truth, the king gave the signet ring to Haman, allow him to write a decree.
而王却不知道实情，就把他的这个戒印，就是代表王的这个权柄的，交给了哈曼，让他可以在那里以王的名义随意行事。
On the 13th day of the 12th month, all Jews, men, women,Children are to be killed, and their gods, their goods plundered.
到了十二月十三日，所有的犹太人，无论男女老少，都要被杀害，而他们的财物也可以被掠夺。
It isn't just the destruction of people.
这个实在不是只是一个民族的毁坏。
It means the erasure of God's visible testimony on the earth.
而是把神在地上可见的见证被彻底的抹除。
It's far more than a story of palace drama.
这个实在远超过只是一个宫廷的征战。
It is part of an ongoing battle that runs through Old Testament history.
而是贯穿旧约整个历史的那持续不断的属灵征战。
It's the battle for the testimony of the Lord.
这个是为着主的见证而征战的。
From Egypt to Canaan.
从埃及到迦南。
From Babylon to Persia.
从巴比伦到波斯。
This is the central issue.
这个真正的问题只有一个。
Will there be a people on earth who declare by their lives and their stand that God alone is Lord?
地上是否有一群人借着他们的生命和站立在那里宣告唯有耶和华是主。
Will there be a testimony of the Lord 100 years later in the United States.
是否在 100 年以后在美国 仍然有这样子的一个主的见证?
There will be people declare that Jehovah alone is God.
是否有人在那里可以宣告为有耶和华是主?
If Haman succeeded,
若是哈曼得逞的话,
there won't be Ezra chapter 7.
就没有以斯拉记的第七章,
there won't be Nehemiah.
也不会有尼西米,
because the decree covered entire Persian Empire.
因为这个谕旨是, 在所有的波斯帝国都是有效。
Every single Jew living in the Persian Empire will be annihilated.
因为所有活在这个波斯帝国的每一个犹太人都会被灭绝。
Including the remnants in Jerusalem.
也包括在耶路撒冷的余民。
So there won't be Ezra.
所以不会有以斯拉。
There won't be Nehemiah.
也不会有尼希米。
You know, at the time, how weak the people were in Jerusalem?
你知道那个时候在耶路撒冷的这些渔民是何等的软弱?
They live in poverty.
他们活在贫困的里面。
They have a constant struggle with their neighbors.
他们因着这个敌对的这个邻国的征战在那里打扰他们。
They make the farming and construction nearly impossible.
就使得这个城墙的恢复几乎无法进行。
And some had intermarried with foreigners.
而有些人却是与四围的这些异族通婚。
Raising serious concern about the purity and holiness.
使得我们在这里实在为着他们的圣洁和他们的妥协有很大的担忧。
On their own, they could not possibly to rebuild the city wall.
因为靠着他们自己,他们不能在那里重建耶路撒冷城墙。
They need Nehemiah, they need Ezra.
那个尼希米或者是以斯拉。
But if Haman succeeded,
若是哈曼得逞的话,
then there won't be Ezra and there won't be Nehemiah.
所以没有以斯拉,也没有尼希米。
There's no rebuild wall.
没有重建的城墙。
The testimony of the Lord will have stopped.
而主的这个见证就会被断绝。
And that was precisely what enemy intended.
这个正是仇敌在那里想要计划得成的。
So you can see how the little story in Esther has a huge impact.
所以我们在这里看见小小的这以斯帖的故事却是有这么重大的这个影响。
Enemy always want to cut off God's people and prevent the fulfillment of his purpose.
因为仇敌就是在这里想要剪除神的子民, 除去主在地上的主权的见证。
So brother and sister, the battle in Esther was absolutely a battle for the testimony of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹, 以斯帖记中的征战确实是一个关乎于主见证的一个征战。
And in the end, every spiritual battle in history,
最终在历史中的所有的属灵征战,
and in our time,
包括在今天的,
is about the same thing.
都是为着同一个原因。
The expression of God's lordship through his people.
就是借着神的子民来彰显他的主权。
This is the central battle then, now, and always.
这就是中心的属灵的征战,在那个时候,在过去也在,现在也在将来。
So this is the first truth.
这是第一个真理。
The second truth.
第二件。
The greatest hindrance to the testimony of the Lord is the flesh.
主见证最大的拦阻就是肉体。
The opposition, the hindrance we face is not external.
我们在属灵征战中所面对的那个对抗不是在外面的。
It is spiritual.
而是在灵里的。
It is much closer than we think.
而且往往比我们想象的知道的要更靠近。
In the book, Haman was identified as the Agagite.
我们知道在以斯帖记里头说到哈曼是亚甲族人。
The descendant of Agag.
是亚甲人的后裔。
The king of the Amalekite.
是亚麻利王的名字。
The Amalekite are ancient enemy of Israel.
亚玛利人是以色列古老的仇敌。
And their hostility dates all the way back to Exodus chapter 17.
他们的敌意可以一直追溯到出埃及记的十七章。
When Israelites wander through the wilderness.
当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候。
Tired and weary and exhausted.
他们在那里非常的疲惫软弱也毫无防备。
Then Amalekites attack them from behind.
但是亚玛利人却从背后来袭击他们。
It was a cowardly, opportunistic assault.
这是一个懦弱而又乘人之危的这样子的攻击。
In response, God declared war against them.
所以神为此宣战。
The Lord will have war with Amalekite from generation to generation.
耶和华必世世代代与亚玛利人征战。
God vowed to blot out their memory from under heaven.
神起誓要将亚玛利人的名号从天下涂抹。
And this hostility did not end with Agag.
而这个古老的敌意并没有随着亚甲的死而终止。
This hostility passed through generation after generation.And reaches Haman.
而一代一代的延续下去，直到哈曼的身上。
Haman inherits a deep spiritual enmity toward God's people.
哈曼承袭了这个深深的属灵的仇恨。
But roots of this hatred go even deeper and older.
而这个根源可以追溯到更远的时代。
It's much older than Exodus.
比出埃及记更远。
Amalek is the son of Eliphaz.
亚玛利是以利法的儿子。
Who is the son of Esau?
他是以扫的儿子。
So this makes Amalek a grandson of Esau.
所以亚玛利是以扫的孙子。
So we can trace all the way from Haman.To Esau.
我们可以从哈曼一直追溯到以扫。
You can trace the hostility from Haman all the way to Esau.
所以这个敌意是从哈曼一直可以追溯到以扫。
Where this hostility came from?
那这个敌意是从哪里来的呢？
In biblical typology, Esau represents the flesh.
在圣经的这个预表当中，以扫代表的是肉体。
Esau personify the flesh.
这个肉体那个以扫成了肉体的具体的化身。
Remember what happened in Genesis 25.
你还记得在创世纪的二十五章所发生的事吗？
Remember what Esau did in Genesis 25.
你记得以扫在创世纪二十五章所做的事吗？
He sell his birthright for a bowl of stew.
他为着一碗红豆汤出卖了他长子的名分。
Think of this. The birthright on one hand, a bowl of stew on the other hand.
你想一想，一面是长子的名分，一面是一碗红豆汤。
And Esau choose the bowl of stew.Over the birthright.
而以扫选择了这碗红豆汤，却放弃了这个长子的名分。
It is a prophetic picture for how the flesh looks like.
这实在是一个属灵的这个图画，我们看见这个肉体究竟是什么。
Choose immediate gratification over eternal blessing.
为了当下的满足。放弃永远的祝福。
Choose physical satisfaction over spiritual inheritance.
为了身体的享受，放弃属灵的产业。
And this is the greatest hindrance to the testimony of the Lord.
这就是对主的见证的最大的拦阻。
This is the very nature of the flesh.
这就是肉体的实在的本质。
It opposes the spirit.
他们是与圣灵相争的。
It resists God's purpose.
它是抵挡神的目的。
It despises God's authority.
而且藐视主神的主权。
Just as Esau despised his birthright.
就像以扫他在那里藐视了这个长者的名分。
If the flesh has its way,
若是肉体得到了他的那样的方法，
then the flesh become the Lord.
那这个肉体就成了主。
Then the Lord is no longer Lord.
所以这位主就不再是主。
Therefore the testimony of the Lord is lost.
这样主的见证就被失落了。
Among those who oppose the Lord, Haman was the worst.
在这些抵挡神的主权中，哈曼是最厉害的。
And he personified this ancient hostility.
他是那个从古就有的这样子的敌意的具体化身。
And his hatred is not just against Mordecai.
他并不是只是单单来对付莫迪改而已。
He is against everything that represents God's rule and God's purpose.
而他所恨的一切都是，他所恨的是一切代表神和有关神子民的事情。
Throughout Old Testament histories, we see a pattern.
在整个旧约的历史当中，我们看见一个模式。
The greatest weapon Satan uses against God's people is not always persecution.
所以撒旦攻击神子民最强有力的力量并不是外在的逼迫。
It's often the flesh within us.
常常都是在我们里面的肉体。
If you look at all the Old Testament histories,
若我们来看所有的旧约的历史，
there are three kings that occupy the most chapters.
有三个王是被记述最多的。
Of course, David.
当然大卫是其中一个。
It's a good king, so it deserves more chapters.
他是一个好的王，他实在值得被多记述。
But how about Jeroboam? 耶罗伯安。
那个耶罗伯安又是另外一个例子。
He was a very poor king.
他是一个很可怜的一个王。
But the Bible has many chapters about him.
但是圣经里面也记述了很多的章节。
How about Ahab?
那亚哈呢？
Even worse.
更糟糕。
The Bible has many chapters about Ahab.
圣经也记述了很多的章节有关亚哈。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
What hinders David?
什么是拦阻了大卫？
His emotions.
他的情感。
If you look at the entire story of David, what hinders David the most is his emotions.
我们看见大卫他里面受到最大的那个阻拦就是他的情感。
His emotion failed him multiple times.
他的情感使他几次都在跌倒。
What hinders Jeroboam's?To be the testimony of the Lord.
那什么是拦阻了耶罗波安成为主的见证呢？
He was actually selected by God to rule the 10 tribes.
他实在是被神拣选在那里来掌管那十个支派。
But what hindered him is his will, his stubbornness.
而真正的拦阻了主的见证是因着他的意志和他的固执。
He was determined to use his own way to rule the 10 tribes.
他在那里决心用自己的方法来统治那十个支派。
And his way is through the golden calf.
他是借着那个造金牛犊。
He will not change.
他不愿意改。
He will not yield.
他也不会
顺服。
他不会顺服。
So his will, his stubbornness hinders the testimony of the Lord.
所以他的意志，他的固执，在那里拦阻了神的见证。
What hindered Ahab to be the testimony of the Lord?
那什么又是拦阻了亚哈成为主的见证呢？
Ahab has two minds all the time.
这个亚哈他常常有两个不同的心思。
If Elisha talked to him, then he listened to Elisha.
当以利亚跟他说的时候，他听。
If Jezebel talked to him, he listened to Jezebel.
但当耶洗别跟他说的时候，他也听。
He could not settle on one mind.
他不能在那里固定在一个这个心思的里面。
So his mind hindered the testimony of the Lord.
而他的心思正是拦阻了主的主权。
So from all those three kings, we see what hinders the testimony of the Lord.
所以从这三个王的这个经历当中，我们看见什么是真正拦阻主的见证。
Emotion, will, and mind.
就是心思、情感和意志。
That's the flesh.
这个就是肉体。
The flesh hindered the testimony of the Lord.
就是肉体在那里拦阻了主的见证。
Behind Amalek, behind Agag, behind Haman, we see the same enemy.
所以在亚玛利、在亚甲和哈曼的背后，我们看见了同一个古老的敌人。
The flesh fight against the spirit.
因为肉体与圣灵相争。
So the greatest obstacle to spiritual victory is not what's outside of us, it's what's inside of us.
所以通往属灵得胜的这个最大的拦阻不在于外面的世界，而是在我们里面的肉体。
So we must ask ourselves, are we going to side with the flesh?
我们要问我们自己，我们是与肉体站在一边呢？
Or we stand with the Lord?
而我们是，或者我们是站在主的一边。
And we must respond to this.
我们必须回应。
We cannot delay this any longer.
我们不能再拖延。
It is time for us to be serious about this.
我们必须认真来对待这个问题。
Am I staying on the side of the flesh or stay on the side of the Lord?
我是站在肉体的一边还是站在主的一边？
Because the testimony of the Lord is at stake.
因为主的见证现在正在危险当中。
We don't have much time.
我们没有太多的时间。
Like Mordecai,May we refuse to bow to anything that stands against God.
愿我们像莫迪改一样来拒绝向任何抵挡神的事物来屈服。
Let us stand firm, no matter the cost.
让我们为主的见证来站立得稳，无论这个后果代价是什么。
This is the second truth.
这是第二个真理。
The greatest hindrance to the testimony of the Lord.Is the flesh.
主见证最严重的这个阻拦就是肉体。
Now we come to the third spiritual truth.
那我们现在来看第三个属灵的真理。
God's way of overcoming the flesh is through the cross and the Holy Spirit.
神胜过肉体的道路是借着十字架和圣灵。
Throughout Old Testament history, God reveals a consistent pattern.
在整本旧约里面，神启示出一个明确一致的这样的属灵原则，
unmistakable pattern，
是没有任何错误的一个原则。
Take the altar for example，
我们来看坛，祭坛这个例子。
Every altar built for God require fire from heaven。
每一座献给神的坛必须有从天而来的火。
The altar represents the cross.
这个祭坛预表了十字架。
The place of surrender.
这个地方是一个顺服的。
Where the self is laid down.
而己生命是放下的。
And the flesh is dealt with.
而肉体是被对付了的地方。
But the altar by itself is not sufficient.
而单单坛还不够。
Without the fire come from above,
若是没有从天下来的这个火，
there is no divine acceptance.
是没有神的悦纳。
No release of life.
没有生命的释放。
No true worship.
没有真实的敬拜。
The fire which comes from heaven is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
而那个火从天而降的火是圣灵的预表。
So God's way is very clear.
神的道路非常清楚。
The cross prepares the ground.
十字架预备了根基。
But the Spirit brings the power.
圣灵带来的能力。
We see the same pattern in Israel's wilderness journey.
我们也看见了同样的属灵规律在以色列人旷野的这个旅程中。
When the people are thirsty, God tells Moses to strike the rock.
当百姓口渴的时候，神吩咐摩西来击打磐石。
After the rock was smitten, the water began to flow.
当磐石被击打，活水就从中涌出。
And the rock, according to 1 Corinthians, is Christ.
根据哥林多前书，这个磐石就是基督。
The striking of the rock points to the cross.
这个磐石被击打。预表的就是十字架。
Christ smitten for our sake.
主耶稣为基督为我们被击打。
And the water, the living water, is the clear picture of the Holy Spirit.
这个水，活水，很清楚的预表了圣灵。
It could not come. The Holy Spirit could not come until the cross has occurred.
所以。这个圣灵它不能降临若不是十字架在先。
Once again, we see the divine pattern.
再一次我们看到这个圣灵属灵的含义。
The cross first, and the spirit follows.
十字架在先，圣灵在后。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit could not be poured out until Christ has suffered, died, and risen.
圣灵的浇灌也必须等到基督受死复活以后才能发生。
The cross always precedes the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以十字架永远是在圣灵浇灌之前。
And this pattern reaches its fullness in the life of Jesus.
而这个属灵的规律是在主耶稣的生命中达到最完全的彰显。
At the beginning of his ministry.
在他侍奉的开始。
Jesus goes down to the Jordan River to be baptized.
主耶稣下到约旦河受施洗约翰的洗礼。
He has no sin.
他本无罪。
Yet he humbles himself.
但却愿意降卑自己。
Identifying with sinful men like us.
站在堕落人类的地位上。
His baptism is a clear foreshadowing of the cross.
他的受洗清楚地预表了十字架。
A public declaration.Of surrender,
是一个公开的降服。
A declaration of death to self,
是一个对着己的那个死的宣告。
As he stepped into the place of humility and death,
正在那个时刻，当他踏进这个谦卑和死的位置的时候
，the heavens opened,
天开了
，and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove.
圣灵如鸽子降在他的身上。
The Spirit comes when the cross is embraced.
所以圣灵临到的地方是十字架被拥抱的地方。
And we see the same pattern in the story of Esther.
同样的属灵规律也清楚地显在以斯帖记。
Mordecai is a type of Holy Spirit.
莫迪改预表的圣灵。
He is Esther's.Inward guide.
他是以斯帖中内里的那个引导。
Mordecai is that persistent voice.
是那个不间断的这个声音。
He discerns the true spiritual urgency of the hour.
他在那里看到了当时属灵危机的真实。
And he sees through Haman's scheme.
他也看到了哈曼的这个阴谋。
But like Holy Spirit, Mordecai does not force Esther.
就像圣灵那样，他并没有在那里强迫以斯帖。
Instead, he exhorts, reminds, and presses her to rise above comfort.
相反，他在那里劝勉、提醒、催促以斯帖能够超越他的安逸。
To lay down her fear.
放下他的惧怕。
To offer herself for God's purpose.
为着神的旨意将自己献上。
Esther on the other way embraced the cross.
而在另一面，我们看到以斯帖在那里拥抱了十字架。
At first, he was hesitant.
在一开始的时候，他在那里犹豫。
He was afraid and unsure.
他有惧怕，也不确定。
But when the time comes,
但在关键的时候
，he makes a decisive choice to embrace the cross.
他做出了一个决定性的选择，来拥抱十字架。
And the moment he does that, deliverance begins.
当他做出这个抉择的时候，拯救的工作就开始了。
So in Esther and Mordecai, then we see the same pattern again.
所以在莫迪改和以斯帖的身上，我们看到了同样的这个属灵的规律。
A vessel who used to the cross.
一个顺服十字架的器皿。
A voice who represents the Holy Spirit.
另一个是代表的圣灵在里面引领的声音。
When these two comes together, God's power is released.
当这两者被结合在一起的时候，我们看到神的能力被释放。
Even in the most hidden, dark, and hostile of circumstances.
即便是在最黑暗、最隐秘、最敌对的环境当中。
Brother and sister, this pattern has not changed.
弟兄姐妹，这个属灵的规律没有改变。
This pattern did not end with Jesus.
这个属灵的规律并不是指在耶稣的
He continues with us today.
反而一直在我们身上继续成就。
This is God's unchanging way.
这是神永不改变的道路。
Through the cross and by the Spirit.
借着十字架，靠着圣灵。
The Lord overcomes the flesh.
主胜过肉体。
And accomplish His will on earth.
而且在地上能够成就他的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, Esther is more than its history.
弟兄姐妹，以斯帖记不仅仅是一个历史书。
It's more than a story.
不仅是一个故事。
It is a spiritual unveiling.
是一个属灵的启示。
It's far more than a historical account.
远远超过历史上的一个记载。
It is a divine unveiling.Of critical spiritual truth for our time.
是一个属灵的这样子神圣的一个启示，在我们这一个阶段。
The truth had been woven into the Old Testament history from Mount Sinai to the time of Nehemiah.
这个属灵的真理被编织在整个旧约的历史当中，从西乃山一直到尼希米的日子。
It shines a light on God's way of recovery.
它照亮了神恢复的道路。
Not only for Jews in exile.
不单单是为了被掳四散的犹太人。
But for His testimony in every generation.
也是为着每一个世代的主的见证。
In the seemingly secular story.
在这里看似是一个世俗的故事中。
However, we see the ties and shadows.Of how God works.
神借着预表和影儿来显明他的工作方式。
God works silently yet powerfully.
神在那里安静却大有能力的工作。
Through the cross and the Holy Spirit.
借着十字架和圣灵。
To preserve and recover what belongs to Him.
来保守并恢复一切属乎他的事物。
There is always a spiritual battle behind every external conflict.
所以在每一个外在的冲突的背后都有这样的属灵征战。
Then we must understand something crucial here.
所以我们必须明白一个极其重要的事实。
Every major conflict in Old Testament history.
在旧约中每一个重大的冲突。
Whether in Egypt, in the wilderness, in Canaan,Or even in Persia.
无论是在埃及，在旷野，在迦南，或者是在波斯。
Was never merely political or national.
实在不仅仅是政治或者是国的问题。
At the heart of each battle is a spiritual reality.
而在每一场征战的核心都有属灵的实际。
The battle of the testimony of the Lord.
是为着主的见证而征战。
God's expression on earth through His chosen people.
神要借着他拣选的子民在地上彰显他自己的主权。
And the flesh cannot fulfill God's purpose.
而肉体不能成就神的旨意。
I think we learned that last night.
我们昨天晚上已经学到了这个。
God could not use the natural life.
神不能使用我们天然的生命。
Over and over again, spiritual makes it clear.
圣经一再在那里明确地指出。
The flesh is utterly incapable of fulfilling God's purpose.
肉体是全然无能来成就神的目的。
We can see the time when King Saul was on the throne.
我们在看见这个扫罗王坐在王位的时候。
And the flesh fell.
他因着肉体而失败。
We see the history of Israel wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们也看到以色列人在旷野漂流40年。
The flesh fell.
肉体也失败了。
All the Jews scattered in exile.
那些犹太人在被掳之地四散。
The Old Testament history from the Mount Sinai to Nehemiah is about 1,000 years.
旧约的历史从西乃山到尼希米一共有1000年的时间。
And the 1,000 year proved one thing.
这1000年的历史在那里证明了一件事。
The flesh has failed.
肉体失败了。
The strength of man, no matter how sincere, always falls short.
人的力量无论是多么的真诚始终达不到神的标准。
The greatest hindrance to God's recovery is not the world.
神恢复工作的最大的拦阻不是世界。
It's not even the devil.
甚至不是魔鬼。
It is our own flesh.
而是我们自己的肉体。
But we thank God, He's always working.
感谢神，因为他总是在工作。
Even in silence.
即便看似沉默的时候。
Even when it seems that God is hidden, He's never inactive.
即使神似乎隐藏，但他从未停止做工。
From Genesis to Esther.
从创世纪到以斯帖。
And through the 400 years of silence between Malachi and the Gospels.
甚至在马拉基到福音书的这个400年的沉默期。
During those 400 years, there's no word of prophets.
在这400年当中没有先知讲话。
It looked like God was silent.
看起来神在那里。做什么？
There's no visible work of the Lord.
没有可以看见神的工作。
God was working silently.
但是神在暗中在做工。
He was preparing his vessels in secret.
他在暗中预备他的器皿。
Working behind the scenes.
在幕后在那里工作。
To pave the way for the greatest recovery of all,
为最伟大的这个恢复来铺路。
The coming of Messiah,
就是弥赛亚的到来。
And in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里。
And this eternal pattern was fulfilled,
这永恒的属灵规律得以完全的实现。
The cross was embraced by Christ,
基督十字架被基督来接受。
The Spirit was poured out from heavens.
圣灵从天倾倒下来。
God's testimony was restored in power.
神的见证在能力中被恢复。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
we're here not by
an accident.
我们在这里并不是一个偶然的机会。
No one is here by accident.
没有一个人来到这里是因着偶然的机会。
So we must ask the Lord, what is the reason for me to be here?
我们必须问主，什么原因我今天在这里？
Esther may not know in the beginning why was she there.
以斯帖一开始他可能也不知道为什么他在那个王后的位置。
Why was she become a queen?
为什么他成了一个王后？
But God has a purpose.
但是神有他的目的。
If we do not want to waste our life on earth,
若我们不愿意浪费我们在地上的时日，
we must know why we are here.
我们必须知道为什么我们今天在这里。
What is this time for?
这个世代是为了什么？这个时间是为了什么？
For you and I to respond to the call.
是为了你和我来回应主的呼召。
This is the time for us, for Christians, United States, to respond to God's call.
这个正是让我们来回应主的呼召，在美国来跟随主的时间。
We're not here just to admire these spiritual truths.
我们在这里不仅仅只是远远的在那里欣赏这些属灵的规律。
Admiring the spiritual truths will do nothing for us.
我们在这里欣赏这一些属灵的真理一点用处都没有。
It will not change us.
它不会来改变我们。
We're not here to admire these spiritual truths.
我们来这里并不是来欣赏这些属灵的真理。
We're not here to appreciate a teaching.
我们在这里也不是来单单的欣赏这个教导。
To appreciate teaching does nothing for us.
来单单欣赏这样的一个教导，对我们一点用处都没有。
We're here to respond to the calling.
我们来这里是要来回应这样的呼召。
That's the challenges that Mordecai put to Esther.
这个就是莫迪改把这样的挑战放在以斯帖的面前。
You are here for a reason.
你在这里是有一个原因。
Every one of us is where we are for a reason.
我们今天在我们所处的位置都有一个原因。
God has a plan for you.
神为着你有一个计划。
That's why you are here today.
这就是为什么你今天在这里。
Even you do not know about it.
尽管你不知道。
But it's still true.
这仍然是真的。
We just need to listen to the Mordecai in us.
我们需要来倾听在我们里面的莫迪改。
He will tell us, this is the time for you and for me to respond.
他会告诉我们，现在正是时候来回应。
He will tell us how urgent this hour is.
他会告诉我们，现在这个时刻有何等的迫切。
Brothers and sisters,If you do not know the urgency, you just look over the other side of the pond.
我们若是不知道这个时代、这个时间的紧迫，我们只会看另外的一个问题。
No, 你看不看欧洲？
哦，我们就来看一下另外一面欧洲。
That's our mirror.
那个是我们的镜子。
If we do not respond to the call today,
若是我们不来回应今天的这个呼召，
there won't be a testimony of the Lord in the United States in later.
将来在美国就没有主的见证。
Brothers and sisters, there is an urgency of this hour for us Christians in the United States.
所以弟兄姐妹，现在正是这个紧迫的时间，为着我们在美国的这些基督徒。
We are not where we need to be spiritually.
我们还没有预备好站在我们所应当站的位置。
We're not as devoted, as the saints whose son Jesus had come 138 years ago.
我们比起130年前在那里唱主耶稣我来的这些圣徒，我们更软弱。
Our fervent spirit, our heart for evangelism cannot compare to those who lived 138 years ago in the United States.
我们向着主的忠心，向着主的热心，比起那138年以前的在美国的这些基督徒，我们更软弱。
But we still have time today.
但是今天我们仍然有时间。
We still have opportunity today.
我们仍然有机会。
No matter how dangerous the situation looks like,
我们要记得这个危险的时候。
Even as dangerous as the time of Esther,
就好像是在以斯帖那个时候的危险。
She can still respond.
她仍然在那里。
In the same way,
同样。
By His grace, today you and I can still respond.
靠着神的恩典，我们今天仍然能够起来回应。
One man stands alone can defeat Haman.
只要有一个人在那里站立，就可以打败哈曼。
Even Mordecai, he stood alone, defeats.
只有莫迪改一个人站立就打败了哈曼。
No matter how weak the situation in the place you are,
无论我们现在所处的这个位置是何等的软弱。
If one man respond to the call,
若是有一个人在那里回应，
God can work.
神可以工作。
Friends and sisters, this is why we're here this weekend.
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么这个周末我们在这里。
We consider man's loss, but more importantly, God's recovery.
我们思想人的失败，但更重要的是神他的恢复。
And that recovery requires us to respond.
而这个恢复需要我们来回应。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.That you have placed that pattern in history.
父啊，谢谢你将这样的属灵的规律放在我们面前。
As a mirror for us to see today.
好像是一面镜子，让我们来观看。
Let us not just admire this spiritual truth.
让我们不仅仅只是在这里欣赏这个属灵的真理。
Let us embrace the cross.
让我们来拥抱十字架
Lay down our life,
放下我们的生命
Welcome the Spirit,
欢迎圣灵
Yielding to Spirit's inner voice,
顺服在我们里面圣灵的带领
And give ourselves fully,
将我们自己毫无保留的献上
To the recovery of the Lord's testimony,
为着主的见证的恢复
We pray that the story of Esther's become our story.
我们祷告以斯帖的故事能够成为我们的故事。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.